Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Here at New Providence, we celebrate and bestow honor to those men and women who have served and are currently serving in one of the military branches of our government. We want to say thank you, especially to our veterans, for the sacrifices and commitments that you made in order that we as a nation and a people may have the rights to the freedoms that we now enjoy. Many of you watching and listening have personally seen and experienced firsthand the ravages of war. And day to day, you must try to live with and accept what you were exposed to and what you were required to do while serving in a hostile war environment. It is my prayer today that God will grant you release and relief from the demons that pursue you as the result of having to serve in active combat zones. The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary 13th edition defines war as a state of open and declared armed hostile conflict between states or nations. It is a state of hostility, conflict, or antagonism, a struggle or competition between opposing forces or for a particular end. My brothers and my sisters, though life would be much better with the absence of war, one fact that life teaches us is that as long as there are people here on earth, people who can be influenced by evil, that warfare will remain a constant. Matter of fact, from the Garden of Eden, even up to our present day, conflict and war has been a physical and a spiritual constant in this thing we call life. Physically, we are now living in a world that is troubled by war. The military of the United States of America is currently deployed in countries around our world. Not only is war being waged physically on foreign soils, but even here in America, I hate to say it, but we are currently at war. In some of our communities, drug wars are taking place. Drug dealers are having shootouts with other drug dealers over turf rights, and innocent blood is being caught up in the crossfire and being shed. Not only is there war amongst the dope dealers, but now there are street gangs who are imprisoning whole communities and using violence to intimidate those who would stand up against them. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are living in a country that is physically troubled by war. There are some of us who are watching and listening today who are fighting wars in our own home. Some of us are in conflict right now with unsaved spouses and hard-headed, disrespectful children. Sometimes we wonder if there will ever be a time of peace for us. Yes, war is everywhere. And yes, we are currently living in the time of political war. Republicans against Democrats. Armed militia staking out polling places. Our president is bringing lawsuits to halt the counting of ballots that the American people stood in long lines to cast and to mail in. The United States is at war among itself. There's war in the White House. There is war in the schoolhouse. There is war even in our house. And unfortunately for some, there is war even in the church house. That's right. The place that God ordained to be a house of prayer and peace, for some, has now become a place of strife and contention. But though physical war is all around us and affects all mankind, there is another war that those who believe in Jesus Christ are always engaged in, and that is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is the believer's real war. Spiritual warfare is difficult. The Apostle Paul gives us his testimony of his struggles with spiritual warfare. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 7, beginning at the 18th verse, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Paul says, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? But then he ends, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul realized that he was dealing in a spiritual battle. His flesh wanted to go contrary to the law of God. And just like the Apostle Paul, we must realize that we are constantly at war in the flesh and in the realm of the spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians at Galatia and warned them of some of the weapons of the flesh to look out for. What did he say? He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, strife, jealousy, wrath, factions, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and the like. My brothers and my sisters, since the Apostle Paul has made us aware of the weapons and devices of the flesh, what strategy or what plan must we deploy that will assure us victory in times of spiritual warfare? Listen, in the words of our selected text for today, Paul tells us in verse 10, he says, finally, let the Lord make you strong. Depend upon his mighty power. When we enter into spiritual warfare, the Apostle Paul tells us that we must first totally depend upon God. We must let the Lord make us strong. We must recognize that all of our help comes from the Lord. We are never to try to stand in our own power or in our own might, but we are told to stand in his might, in his power. And I don't know about you, but even in the times that we are living in, I am going to depend upon God. Because I know if there's no help from God, that there's no help for me. But I thank God that he is strong and mighty, that he is all powerful, that he has all power in his hands, and that there is nothing, I said there is nothing too hard for him to do. So Paul tells us, when we are entering into spiritual warfare, that as believers in Christ, that we must totally depend upon God. But then Paul goes on to tell us to put on all of God's armor. I said, Paul tells us when we enter into spiritual warfare, that we must put on all God's armor. And Paul says, if we put on the armor of God, we will be able to stand firmly against the wiles of the devil or the devil's plans. Listen to me good. Some of us who are watching and listening today are defeated by the enemy because we show up to war, spiritual warfare, half-dressed. Did you hear what I said? I said some of us are defeated because we show up to war, spiritual warfare, half-dressed. But Paul tells us to put on all of God's armor. Well, Pastor Wood, what armor does God want us to put on? Paul continues in the text and he says, put on the belt of truth. Why truth, Paul? Because Jesus said himself that I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that believeth in me, did you hear what I said? He that believeth in me shall not perish, but have the life of life. Truth, the belt of truth. But then he also goes on and says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Why righteousness, Paul? Because none but the righteous shall see God. And our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. Put on all of God's armor. He says, put on the belt of truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. But then he says also, make sure that your feet are fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Why peace, Paul? Because Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. And also, we know through experience that God will keep us in perfect peace. Those who keep their minds stayed on him. Paul tells us again, if we're entering into spiritual warfare, to put on God's armor, put on the belt of truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness. Make sure your feet are fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. But He doesn't stop there. He says, if you're really going to be fully dressed, you must make sure that you carry the shield of faith. Why faith, Apostle Paul? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith extinguishes the flaming arrows of the evil one. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So while I'm going through a time of spiritual warfare, my faith looks up to Jesus Christ, who is the precious Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Okay. I'm almost through, but Paul again says, put on all of God's armor. He said, put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, have your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel peace, also carrying the shield of faith. And he says, also, make sure your head is covered. He says, make sure that you wear the helmet of salvation. Why, Apostle Paul, why salvation? He says, if you read Acts 4:12 tells us salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Oh, what is that name? Jesus. Jesus is the one who provides salvation for us. And then Paul says, if you fully dress yourself in the armor of God, Paul says, you got to make sure that you also carry the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Why the Word, Apostle Paul? Because God's Word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. And so glad that the Bible teaches us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And if we take Jesus with us, if we depend upon him, we will win whenever we enter spiritual warfare. But lastly, the Apostle Paul tells us, he says, make sure that you're fully dressed in the armor of God. But if we're dressed in the armor of God, Paul closes out in verse 13 and says, watch, God work through you. In other words, Paul says in verse 13, put on all of God's armor. He says, evil days will come. But you will be able to stand up to anything. Did you hear what Paul said? Even in evil days, that we will still be able to stand if we are properly dressed for spiritual warfare. And then he says, and after you have done everything you can, he said, guess what? Because you are properly dressed, because you have on the armor of God, he says, at the end, you will be standing. And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I can stand on Christ. I said on Christ in evil days, in troubling days, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, and all other ground. I said all other ground is sinking, sinking sand. Spiritual warfare. My brothers and sisters, as believers in Christ, it is a daily battle that we must fight. But if we put on the whole armor of God, if we dress ourselves fully, not get half dressed, but dress ourselves fully in the armor of God, the Bible says we will stand.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.